Baltimore City school leaders have announced that they will delay the return to in-person classes until later this fall. School officials say they are trying to balance pandemic health concerns and the need to get vulnerable students back into the classroom. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Students and families in Baltimore City Public Schools focus groups were split about 50-50 over total virtual learning, or a combination of virtual and in-person learning, says Sonia Santelises, CEO of the school system.
We are balancing health concerns and also what we know and have heard from parents and families will be the disproportionate impact of prolonged closure.
She says the system made its decision after 60 days of consulting with families, students, teachers, staff, and health experts, and that the consensus was that there's no one right way to open schools.
My emphasis is just that this is complex and that there are a balance of needs. This is not a single shot.
Santelises says the school system will have an update about how the rest of the fall term's classes will take place by October 16th. A major concern shared by Santelises and families is the digital divide, the lack of internet access and devices across Baltimore City. City schools have just one device for every four students.
You can't get online right now. You can't learn. And you can't really function as a citizen in this country. Applying to jobs, paying bills.
That's Zeke Cohen, a Democratic city councilman from Southeast Baltimore and a former teacher. Yesterday, he introduced a resolution at City Hall calling on Comcast to bolster an existing program, Internet Essentials, that serves low-income families with internet access. Franca Muller-Paz, a BCPS teacher, says some of her students just dropped off the radar as classes went online this spring.
They were always on time. They always submitted their assignments. And to see them, you know, disappear in this process was really unsettling. You know, I just wonder how many students we lost.
She's relieved that the fall term will kick off online. She's worried about the health of fellow teachers and students. But a recent Able Foundation report found that 40% of Baltimore households don't have stable internet access. That includes half of Black households and 46% of Hispanic households.
If we don't have the digital connectivity we need, we're accepting that one in every two, you know, Black and Latinx students are not going to be participating in their education.
Yashira Valenzuela is a rising high school senior at Baltimore City College. When she heard the news that early fall classes would remain online, she was sad. She misses her classmates and teachers, but overall, she says it's for the best.
I just feel like it's better that my peers at school and my teachers are safe home where nothing can harm them.
Nevertheless, she's worried for her friends without stable internet connections.
Many of my friends, there has been an issue for them.
Muller-Paz and Valenzuela are joining Councilman Cohen in calling on Comcast to further increase download and upload speeds for their Internet Essentials program and to extend it. In a statement, Comcast spokeswoman Christy Fox said that solving a problem as vast and complex as the digital divide requires collaboration from other stakeholders, like the school system. When it comes to Baltimore classrooms, Santelises says it's likely that more and more families will lose internet access as the financial impact of the coronavirus pandemic continues.
There are people who, you know, had jobs in April or May who no longer are employed, and that's going to impact that access.
She says the school district is analyzing internet access rates to understand students' needs. And as October 16th approaches, Santelises says city schools will take frequent temperature checks, both literally and metaphorically. That will include looking at community health indexes, air quality in school buildings, PPE needs, and staff feedback. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
The Baltimore City school system is not the only system planning a virtual start. Yesterday, Anne Arundel County Public Schools announced that they will conduct their first semester online. Harford County Schools and Howard County Schools announced similar plans last week. Carroll County Schools are still finalizing their plans. And Baltimore County School Superintendent Darrell Williams has said he is leaning towards distance learning this fall. The Baltimore County School Board is set to meet today.